Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. The Victorian government is considering new measures to keep women safe as community anger grows. Tougher penalties could be introduced for men who break family violence orders. The Magistrates Court last year dealt with just under 12,000 order breaches. Rallies against violence are taking place across the country this weekend, including at Bendigo's Rosalind Park on Sunday. The rallies are being promoted by advocacy group What Were You Wearing? CEO Sarah Williams says the name of the organisation is used to dispel the myth that victims are at fault.
We use it as a way to show power, to take it back and, really bring to light that victim blaming needs to end.
Fears the rate of homelessness is rising rapidly across Mildura. The Sunraysia Daily reporting that from 2022 to 23, close to 400 employed people seeked help from local services. The township now has the sixth largest total of employed people seeking help in the state. And farmers impacted by flooding have been invited to join a free community event in Gornong tonight. It's being hosted to thank volunteers who assisted with flood recovery in the region earlier this year. It'll include a barbecue dinner plus a keynote address by the unbreakable farmer, Warren Davies. Former Bendigo pioneer Harley Reid is weighing up a big-ticket contract extension at West Coast to keep him at the club until 2027. Reid's managers might even pull some levers in the players' bargaining agreement, which can see a player paid significant bonuses above the league's set salaries based on their exceptional output. And ladder leaders Merbein will look to go 3-from-3 in Sunraysia footy when the side takes on Wentworth this weekend. Elsewhere, Redcliffs is up against Robinvale Euston, the Imperials are facing Irimple, and Mildura is up against Oyen.